Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at sidingunlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
That'd be a good feeling, walking off a plane, dapping somebody up because they're going to pay you $12 million a year.
Man, I would have left, too.
Ooh,
I would have left, too.
Of course you leave.
I'll leave Wisconsin. See,
it's the same things we're saying, though. About, well, I guess.
You see, Lane Kiffin left his dog behind in Mississippi, and he never really owned it. So he's taking that whole $520,000 a year thing far too seriously.
What do you mean he left it behind?
So... Okay, this is all alleged.
No. This is a Wheel of Stroke.
Wheel of Stroke.
800-990-3776.
Lane Kiffin
it's
drama.
It's a victory Monday here. I don't need Lane Kiffin off the top here. It's Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nordman with Strofe running the show, who's infatuated by the Lane Kiffin story. YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And look, now that the Green Bay Packers have beat the Lions and they were the Kingslayers, and they carved up the Lions and did not get carved. And, Kyle, it was a
turning point game. It sure was, wasn't it?
No, no, your point was we'll see after this game.
It was which turning point will it be. And it's the turning point of what? Everybody's saying the Green Bay Packers are what now? A Super Bowl contender.
Well,
told ya.
But let's
told
see. Ya. But that doesn't mean that it was
told
the turning ya. Point. Turning point of conversation, maybe, but of results
Super
to
Bowl
be seen.
Contender Packers.
What does that mean for the division now? Because you're behind the Bears. You play them twice. They did get a win against a team that maybe a lot of people chalked up as an L against the Eagles. Is it division or bust at this point?
Oh no! I mean, for the Green Bay Pack, division or bust. I'm looking past the division.
They better win.
They better win. They better win the division, right? You have the Chicago Bears, who are not as good of you as a football team. When it comes to where the Bears are in their steps of trying to become a better football team, the Green Bay Packers are ahead of them in that process. And so, my full expectation now is that we didn't go into this season saying, "Well, can we beat the Chicago Bears to win the NFC North?" Well, we came in saying, "Can we defeat the Detroit Lions? Can we be better than the Minnesota Vikings?" We weren't worried about the Bears. Now, understand the Bears are 9-3 this year. They are a good football team, but the Green Bay Packers are better. They're better at quarterback. They're better at running back. They're more consistent defensively as well. And so this football team that the Green Bay Packers are, they should defeat the Bears. That's why when I look at the NFC North, it is theirs for the taking, and it is my expectation after beating the Detroit Lions on Thursday night that this football team will once again be the king of the North. There's no second, third thought about that. We are going to be the king of the North, and everything is in front of us to snatch it and take it. We already got rid of the Lions twice, got rid of the Vikings once. Now we got three more games to prove it, baby. From 1-5 to 6-0 in the division. Just watch it happen.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm actually right there with you. I think that if the Packers settle on wild card and do not win the division, that's a failure. That's a failure for this team, especially for where they're at right now. It'd be three straight years of a wild card berth, and now we know that, especially with this, how it's set with, you know, 7, 5, and 6 seeds or whatever, it's a hard route all the way to the Super Bowl. So there's no reason, absolutely no reason, why the Green Bay Packers can't, shouldn't, and won't beat the Chicago Bears, probably sweep them, and go on and win the division, because it's right there in front of them. And this would all coincide with a championship window that Brian Gutekunst talked about, and a team that is growing and developing steps along the way to what is hopefully going to be a Super Bowl, if not this year, in the coming years. So if the Packers just go to the wild card and kind of settle on that, that means the Bears have won the division, and that would be a sickening feeling in all of our stomachs. You have to live with an entire offseason of the Bears winning the division. Think about a nightmare scenario, and the Packers being wild card and a hard route in front of them to make any sort of splash in the playoffs. So to me, it is NFC North or bust. This is the year they're going to do it. I would be here on, what is that, the July 4th or 5th, whatever that Monday, if we arrive on that date and the Packers aren't division winners, I will be shocked.
January.
What did I say?
You said July.
July.
What's happening in July? After the 4th of July?
I'm thinking about warm weather here. If it's January 5th and the Packers are not division champions, I will be shocked, and that will be a letdown for this team.
800-990-3776 is the Harbless Talk and Text line. Are you with Brad and Kyle that it is division or bust at this point? Even though Kyle is with that, he's also setting his sights beyond that.
Oh, yeah, it's beyond that. At this point, this football team has showed us exactly. No, it's not a little bit much, they have everything. There is not a team that you can say confidently that is better than the Green Bay Packers in the NFC.
That's true.
Let's take a step back here.
I don't want steps back. I want to go forward.
But they have
in this conversation, in order for them to do the things that you want them to do, winning the division will help propel them into a spot where they have more home games. And they're potentially, you know, skip if the Rams just lost. They're in the conversation for the one seed if they win. There are more implications that, like, yes, in order to do all those things, it does start with winning the division. So I'm trying to go 100%, game by game.
100%. I get it game by game, but my expectation for this football team coming into the season was to be NFC North champions, and the Green Bay Packers have taken care of business so far. Now it's time to finish the job. Finish off this team. The Chicago Bears are not who they believe they are. Finish the dang job, come on Sunday, and then you got another chance to put them into the damn ground.
Beads is worried about Devontae Wyatt's injury because of the Bears' running game. Talk him off the ledge. The one thing I could say is
it is going to be a tough.
It'll be tough. It's gonna be tough. But what did you just see Jahmyr Gibbs do? 20 rushes for 68 yards.
Excuse me, Devontae Wyatt was in most of that game.
I understand that, but I don't think one player. I know he's significant. Is going to change 20 for 68
it's
to
him,
20 for 150?
Carl Brooks, Lucas Van Ness, who went from outside and plays both. You're missing a lot of
bodies. They're thin.
They got a six-round pick, undrafted free agent.
Whole thing is stack the box with your linebackers that are athletic, stop the run, and make Caleb Williams beat you.
He's a
57% completion percentage. Their passing game isn't where their running game is. You have to make them do what, honestly, it sounds bad, but they're gonna run like the way Packers or teams used to run on the Packers and just run. And if it stays where this is a close game, they'll be a lean on that. But if you can get up, like we just talked about against the Vikings, make J.J. McCarthy throw. If you can get that sort of like jump on them a little bit quicker, they're not going to have as much patience in the run game. And then Caleb Williams turns it over, and this thing's a whole different ballgame. So again, the starts of these games, as you think about what happened in the Lions game this past week, going back, like if they can jump out and not let the Bears control what they want to do offensively and just pound the rock, if they have to early, you got to stack it. You got to do anything to make Caleb Williams have to make plays. I just don't trust Caleb Williams to beat the Packers. Like he can't. The run game can. It's going to be hard to stop without Devontae Wyatt, but stack it, bring an extra guy in, and make Caleb Williams make really good throws.
Yeah, whether it be bringing...
And trust Micah Parsons to do what he did to Goff.
And that's the other thing. Whether bringing Evan Williams up or bringing another linebacker, you won't be able to have a balanced defensive game plan. It's going to have to be a selling out to stop the run, all 11 guys, bringing everybody in the box, and then making Caleb Williams beat you. And the thing actually I like about that is Caleb Williams is sort of known in the NFL for holding the ball, right? He's holding the ball.
He tries to do the Kyler Murray thing.
Yeah, he does. Kind of spin around and do all that. How much more time do you need to give Micah Parsons? Like, that is the one thing where you look at this and say, man, you're going to have to sell out to stop the run, but that leaves you very vulnerable in the passing game. But the one thing that you have as a counterpunch to that is Micah Parsons. I mean, Caleb Williams is not a quick read guy. He's not a quick at the ball out guy. He sort of plays with it. He sort of likes to razzle dazzle a little bit. Micah Parsons, more athletic. You can't block him for 3 seconds. You just can't. So no matter how good their offensive line is. So
and think about what Micah did easy, to end the game against
which one? He damn near ended the game against the Lions. He ended the game against
the Vikings.
He ended the game the week
was not
too.
That much of amount of time. He came right from behind and strip sack, boom, done.
Yeah.
And that's not running around. If somebody's running around, that is no good.
That was the Giants game.
Giants game. I didn't think it was JJ. Although JJ did us some favors as well.
Kyle just snapped at me.
What'd he say?
Well, I said because I knew it wasn't the Vikings game, and so I said, who did the Packers play before the Vikings? And he just looked at me. I was like, bro, like, come on. And I said, well,
he's running the show back there.
He spoke to help me. Sounds smart.
Wow, you hurt yourself too much in that category.
Sometimes we can't help you.
Can I say, I've been on quite the heater of late.
Go on. Yeah, do tell.
I've been on the heater. Last week I predicted, you know, who was going to be the dog of the game, and it was Emmanuel Wilson. I told you I'm not worried about this Packers versus Lions game. I said the offensive line was going to be great, and the offensive line allowed zero sacks as well. And then yesterday I told Strofe that the Rams aren't as good as y'all think they are. And what'd I say? What'd I say about Carolina yesterday?
I still think the Rams are the best team in the league.
What'd I say? What'd I tell you yesterday?
You said Carolina was going to win.
Uh-huh.
I agreed with you.
Oh, shut up. Now you're lying.
I picked them in cover five. I did.
After I told you. You're welcome.
Well, before you told
you're
me.
Welcome.
Brian and Lake Mills, what do you got for us on the Packers' expectations in this division after beating the Lions in half game back of the Bears?
Well, the Lions, we can thank Ben Johnson for leaving and letting Dan Campbell take over play calling. So things could have been a little bit different with that. I think that even if, let's just say they split with the Bears, the Bronco game is really a tough one that I think we're going to have to, might not be in our favor. So I don't think it's the division. I think what it needs to be is the conference, getting to the conference championship game. We've had a lot of the injuries. Hopefully our defensive tackles can get up to speed real quick. Not to say that we're going to be that much healthier, but we will a little bit. So I don't think it's the division is the barometer of it for the rest of the year, just because I think that Broncos game, and I think we might slip up with one against the Bears.
Well, Brian, thank you for the call, but this is what I mentioned about the division to Kyle is like, yes, if you want to say NFC Championship game or bust and you're mentioning all these injuries, like the best pathway to doing that is to win the division and then go beyond that, get the one seed, rest up, and have only two games to get to a Super Bowl, which you haven't done since 2010. And yes, when you went to a Super Bowl, I know you were a wild card team, but we've seen the seven seed route the last 2 years, and it's not Aaron Rodgers is on this football team. And not that Jordan Love isn't great, not that Micah Parsons can't do things. If you limit the amount of games you have to play mathematically, it just is so much easier to get to a Super Bowl than to bang your bodies up even more when you're mentioning all these injuries. So the division is number one, and if you get the division, you're likely putting yourself in a spot where if the Rams aren't as good as Kyle says they are, then you're right there in the number one seed.
Yeah, there's not a big gap between the Packers and the Rams.
No, especially the way the Packers are playing now. But I think the Rams still are the better team. But that also goes to, like, do the Packers, let's say they pace them in the playoffs, do they play them at Lambeau or they play them at SoFi? I mean, at SoFi, yes, Packer fans will travel. I'm sure they'll play well. But if the Rams have to go to Lambeau,
Stafford in the cold.
That's going to be brutal. But that's why, like, most coaches will set it up as like a stepwise process of let's clear these hurdles. Let's first win the division. Mm-hmm. Then let's win a playoff game and so on and so forth all the way to the Super Bowl. But you can't do all these things without winning the division first. I think the Packers are perfectly situated. I mean, I not in the Love LaFleur era, obviously, because most of the time they're trying to claw back, have I felt this confident about winning the division and then what that could mean in the playoffs when they do win the division. Because cold Lambeau with a very open NFC, that's a pretty powerful position to be in.
And it may only take 12 wins this year, which is crazy because last year it was 15-2, I believe, that the Lions were.
15-2 and the 14-3 Vikings.
The Packers would need to go then, what, four of the last five?
Yeah.
And it's kind of a lot.
But it's doable. The Ravens are not the same Ravens. They've shown that, right? You got the Bears, you got the Vikings. You got the Bears twice, the Vikings, and the Denver Broncos, who are a good team, but the Broncos are beatable. You saw it last night against the Commanders, right? And so overall,
well, they've kind of been like that same team all year. Keep it close, find ways to win.
They find a way to win with a great head coach. And so,
with a great defense.
Amazing defense. And so overall, it may only take 12 wins because when you look over there out west, those guys still got to play each other a little bit. So they even
beat
need to
each
get
other up
three
a
to
bit.
Four wins. So it's going to be a close one and a tough
one. Seahawks.
Go Seahawks. I just want them. I don't care who wins. I just want nobody to win.
I'm saying from a record standpoint.
Okay.
They beat the Rams. Packers keep winning with like maybe 11.
There it is. Yeah, listen, Packers got to get to 12 to have a chance.
Packers win out, they get the one seed.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
They control their own
destiny,
some might say.
That is 100%.
Nailed it.
Some may say that, Brad.
You can take that to the bank.
I'll tell you what you can take to the bank. You can take it all the way to Bank 5-9. Bank 5-9, just leading the cause and making lives better. That is their mission statement, after all. Make lives better. What bank do you know has that as the mission statement? And of course, that means your financial life, every pillar of your financial situation. Bank 5-9 can spearhead, take the reins, and make sure that you can sleep at night knowing that your financial future is safe and secure. But not only that, They are named the prestigious Community Choice Award for Best Bank in the Milwaukee area, a top workplace for 16 straight years, so you know their employees' lives are being made better. But what they're most proud of? Making the lives better all across southeastern Wisconsin. I don't even have the time to tell you about the several hundreds of nonprofits they support via charitable giving, volunteerism, so many ways they're making lives better in the community. Their employees, their customers, all the lives here in southeastern Wisconsin. Lives are made better because of Bank 5-9. See how they can make your life a little bit better at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
With the most important throw of the game, Dontayvion Wicks came through. But that's not the whole story right now with the group of guys catching passes. In the most important moment of a game, who would you go to right now on the Green Bay Packers? You're Jordan Love. You got a one-on-one matchup. You get to go to the one guy. Who's the one guy you're going to? Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I was like, it's the 4-1-4 hour at 4.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who like got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Pain in your joints are going to keep you from living the life you want to live, especially during this holiday season where you're probably active, you're seeing family and friends, you're doing things you want to do, but you're held back. You got pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back. But QC Kinetics is here to remind you and prove to you that 2026 could be your whole new you. Your body knows how to heal. It has the ingredients inside of it already to do so, and QC Kinetics uses its cellular technology to harness that power to charge the very cells that built your body in the first place. No surgery, no pain pills, no long recovery, just pain-free living for the long term. When you go to the Mequon location, the Greenfield location like the one I've been to, you're going to see that all the tools in their toolkit give you your life back. You're going to get that free consultation. We're going to take a look inside the joint, see what's going on, put you on a personalized path to a pain-free life, and you're going to be thankful that you did. You're going to be wondering why you didn't do it last year to give yourself a 2025 that's pain-free. But good news for you, 2026 can be your year to do so. Don't wait any longer. They're the nation's leader in regenerative medicine for a reason. QC Kinetics, healing is within reach with them. Call QC Kinetics for your free consultation, 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298, 414-240-2298.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nortman, Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776 or on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And I've been playing this out in my head since the 4th-and-3 that was delivered to Romeo Doubs to seal the game against the Lions. No Tucker Kraft, Jordan Love with the ball. Who are you going to right now? And obviously there's a lot, right? You know, what is the look from the defense? Where they matched up? But like say you get a one-on-one right now with the Green Bay Packers wide receivers. Golden likely out, wasn't sounding very encouraging. Jaden Reed is probably an uphill battle to get him to play on Sunday. He's got to get cleared by the doctors, but he's on his way. So you're looking at Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Dontayvion Wicks. Who are you going to?
If I'm Jordan Love, I am targeting Christian Watson. When he is healthy, and he is currently healthy now, he shows why he was basically almost a first-round draft pick. He has a skill set that is just so hard to contain, so hard to cover. You can see it now. Now that he's healthy, you can put him in any route on the route tree. Look at me talking route trees, and he can beat you in it. He can beat you with speed. He can beat you with crisp routes. I mean, now they're doing this thing where it's like a 5 to 10 yard out where Jordan Love hits him right in stride. There are so many reliable routes that you can put him in, and he's got a big frame.
He did catch a nice one on the sideline with two hands low.
He kind of dragged his feet. I mean, he looks smooth. He looks good. He catches the ball out in front of him. Christian Watson would be my guy. Now, there's no disrespect to Romeo Doubs and Dontayvion Wicks, but those guys kind of have a little bit of a drop history, and as long as Christian Watson's healthy.
Well,
he had one drop last game, but.
Hey, what do you mean one drop last? It was 3rd-and-3.
It was an important drop.
What are you talking about?
But let's think about the whole season in general. Let's think about the whole whole season in general. Romeo Doubs is not getting you separation, so Jordan Love needs to throw it absolutely
perfect. This is kind
perfect.
Of. This is kind
so just
of
to the, clarify, does that mean he's not your boy, Christian Watson?
Yeah. Well, Christian?
You're just screaming about how bad he is at third down.
I'm just saying, Brad.
It's Christian
just
Watson.
Said, Brad just said all these guys have drops. You know,
they do.
Christian Watson. Dude, Christian Watson, the first play of his career was a drop. What are we talking about?
We're going
about?
Back and, 4 years now? Come
and then
on,
I
Kyle.
Just went back to the second to last offensive play of the game. He dropped a dang football. I like Chris.
Who has more
that's
drops
my boy.
This season, though?
That is my boy. Me and his daddy may not get along. His brother don't get along. But Christian Watson, that's a great young man.
So, of course,
right
you're going
there.
To him.
No, I'm not going to Christian Watson. Matter of fact, I'm telling you this right now. Call me Palm. Call me prisoner of the moment. Because the safe bet would be going Romeo Doubs. But you know what? I think Tay Wicks has found himself.
Oh, boy.
I think Dontavian Wicks in that last game, I mean, y'all, that pass, he ran out of his cleat and did not care. He said, give me that ball. I'm finishing this game. I know he has some drops in the past, but I think, fellas, I think what we have just seen the birth of the next Green Bay Packers. Really good receiver. Not great receiver. Really good receiver in Tay Wicks. Where
way
he
to
can
build
be
that one up.
Because, listen, Romeo Doubs, we just found out he will not be back next year. Why? Because we know Tay Wicks is going to take over. Tay Wicks making the plays that he made in that big game. It wasn't just one play. He made a great play for the touchdown where he caught it, and it was just, I mean, he had the toe on the ground. He caught it. It was an amazing play.
Had the toe on the ground.
I mean, it was incredible the way that Tay Wicks played in that football game on Thursday.
Could you imagine if he was, like, on a sideline pass and he tried to drag his cleat and his toe whiffed
That would have been a problem. Would have been a problem, but that's not what the case
that's
was.
That's not what happened. I was just thinking, that would have been crazy.
That's not.
Need to get the foot down. Get the toe down.
Listen, the dude had 2 touchdowns on 6 catches and 94 yards, but more importantly, he had multiple, 2 fourth down, what was it, 3? No, it was 2 fourth down catches that he
two
had
fourth down
that
catches.
Were huge clutch for this football team where he came up big. So, yes, call me Palm. Call me a prisoner of a moment, but we just saw who our clutch
Palm.
Wide receiver
that
is.
That is very prisoner
of a moment. It's Dontavian, which, I mean—
I'm going Christian Watson despite the 3rd-and-3 drop. Yeah. I am.
Over Romeo Doubs. Christian Watson's third
Romeo
on my
Doubs
list.
Can't separate. He can make contested catches, but Christian Watson has height. He has length. He made a catch with 3 guys around him against Carolina, or got him against the Vikings. No.
Eagles?
I mean, he did against the Lions 2 years ago, but
that's trust, though. That's trust on your quarterback.
Why am
I'm just
I
throw
think it was
up.
The Panthers, if I'm not
sure,
mistaken.
Sure, but you guys are
so,
crazy.
So not only that. He can do more for you. Like he is a decent route runner. He has size and length. Like in a situation where it's 1-on-1, I know it's gonna get to him, and I'm gonna have a higher catch percentage than Dontavian Wicks, who is a good route runner, but doesn't have that frame. Romeo Doubs can't separate. Give me Christian Watson.
I'm pretty sure he had a pretty bad drop against the Vikings too the week before as well. I listen. I'm just saying, fellas. Like I like Christian. I really do.
Okay.
But Dontavian
Wicks has been mostly irrelevant most of the season.
Non-existent. Now,
number two wide receiver was born yesterday, or excuse me, last
Ricardo
week.
Ricardo in Canada.
With
you're
Wicks.
On the Carbless Talk
I trust
text
Tay.
Line,
I trust Tay.
800-990-3776.
What's going on, guys? Listen, you guys are absolutely right. It's time to win the division because This is important for my opinion, for Jordan Love. He needs to finally become like the leader and the all-elite quarterback everybody knows. And to be an elite quarterback, you need to win your division. You need teams to fear you. And he's finally starting to turn it on. And you know what? And he's probably going to be our best run defender playing on Sunday because we'll get a few stops, but we need to put 7s on the board. We need to force the Bears out of running the ball, put it in Caleb Williams' hands, and we'll beat him by 10. Listen, this is the year. It's starting to turn on. Toyota-thon is on. Listen, we're going, baby. All right, let him cook. Just let him cook.
We're all team. Let him cook here, Ricardo.
Let him cook.
No doubt about it.
And I will say this: not only is this offense way more effective, it's more fun. Like Jordan Love is such a talented quarterback, and Matt LaFleur has a brilliant mind. Those two together, man, that's a fun product.
When he uses the brilliant mind to let Jordan throw the ball,
when he wants
Well, he did, and that's why he deserves praise.
He sure does deserve praise, boy. I'm telling you, this when you put those two together and he actually trusts his quarterback, you see what the greatness can absolutely follow from that. So, again,
when we get back to this question, maybe I'm a prisoner of the moment, but I really think it's either Romeo Doubs or Tay Wicks. I like Christian Watson outside of—
Wow, he's really not your guy, is he? Christian Watson.
No,
Watson, you put Dobbs over him too? Height, length, speed, jumping ability.
Dude, he literally just dropped the pass for y'all. What? Like, he had the opportunity to put the game away.
I trust to go back to him.
I believe Watson leads
him
back.
You know who didn't trust to go back to him? Matt LaFleur. They called the timeout. Matt LaFleur said, come here. Jordan. Yeah, we're going to run this play. Jordan, come here. Throw it to Tay. Don't throw it to Christian. Don't throw it to Romeo. Throw it to Tay. Throw it to Tay.
And
Tay
responded. Now you've gone too far.
The play was designed for Tay Wicks to get the ball.
Now you're just going for Christian Watson's legs.
He was hot. He was hot this game, man. I'm all
of a sudden. As hot as a studio?
He wasn't that hot. He would have got 100 yards if he was that hot.
That's true.
The studio is that hot. But no, man, I'm really high on Tay Wicks right now, and I think that he proved to us exactly what type of asset he can be, and he has confidence now.
Victory Monday is brought to you by National Liquor Mart on 16th and National in Milwaukee. Stock up on the best beer, liquor, seltzer, and spirit deals in town. Open 9-9 daily, your game day headquarters all season long. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. Strophy, anybody good on line one? Are we waiting? What's what are you doing back there? He's doing a lot. Oh, I got guys. I got the
finger. The
oh, and he looked at. He stared you down.
Yeah,
too.
Uh-huh.
He stared you down.
I'm busy.
He hit you with the. You don't see I'm on the phone.
Yeah,
that's
one
what
second,
he hit you
man.
With.
One second.
Oh, he's hot too, though. Remember, because it's hot
it's
for him
hot.
Too.
And he's in a sweatshirt, and a hoodie.
And you know, Strofe, he definitely can get a little irritable. And
I've never met a professional broadcaster who can't stall for 10 seconds.
No,
like
I actually
Ben Brust.
Like doing it because I know it makes you.
Oh,
mad.
Here we go. No, this is the Ben. Oh, I actually did it on purpose.
I did.
Ran out of things to say. So now I'm gonna say I did it
he's
on purpose.
He's getting to him, Brad. He's getting the both of them, especially
the
Heat.
It's 87 degrees in here.
Lash out City Central. Take your sweatshirt off.
You ain't got nothing on under there, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Skin and bones.
Why'd you take it
skin
off?
And bones.
Deep V, though. It's a deep V.
I see the deep,
it's a deep V.
I actually asked for some beaters for Christmas.
Ben and Brian, stay on hold while Strofe goes and gets some water. We'll be back in a second here on this Victory Monday. Go to break, dude. Don't take your sweatshirt off.
This is Kyle Brustin Norton.
That is a disgusting KBN. Deep V. And that Alex Strofe, you look like you had something to say.
Brewers!
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Victory Monday is brought to you by National Liquor Mart on 16th and National in Milwaukee. Stock up on the best beer, liquor, seltzer, and spirit deals in town. Open 9 to 9 daily. Your game day headquarters all season long. It's Kyle Brustin-Ortman with you till 5 o'clock leading into the Homer Hour. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. ESPN Wisconsin app is easy to use on that phone of yours. Let's go to Ben in Port Washington on the Carbless Talking Text Line. You're up with KBN.
Hey, guys, how the hell you all doing?
Doing all right.
I don't know what you just said.
He said, how the hell y'all
doing? He said, how the hell you doing?
Hell, we're all doing good.
There it is.
Yes, sir.
All right, so here we go. Let's get that frying pan out because I'm about to cook right now.
Okay.
It's been an absolute bust right now. First off, Luke Musgrave needs to have a huge game this week and be the epicenter of keeping that offense going. He's got to block, he's got to catch some balls, and he's got to get separation from the linebackers and the safeties and even the nickelbacks if necessary. Emmanuel Wilson and Josh Jacobs need to hold that ball. The Bears are opportunistic with their turnovers, and they need to hold the ball. Okay, the Bears' defense doesn't really show how good that team really is because their defense is ranked, what, 25th, 27th? So the Packers have to go in there and handle their business. I will give the Packers the good damn credit when it's damn well deserved. Like right now, they tripled their win total from last year. That's great. But you know what? You got this general manager who is still idly sitting on his hands instead of fixing some of the roster that needs to be addressed. Like, you just lost your number one defensive tackle in Devontae Wyatt. Dude, you need to get out there, handle your business, and get some people in there. Like, I don't know, there's a big guy from Louisville who's a free agent right now, Thor Griffith, a young 320-pound defensive lineman who's going to take up blockers up the gut, which is what you need right now. You can't sit around, especially if you have ambitions to get this team into the Super Bowl. And let's say this. I'll even go as far as saying this right now. Jordan Love, you had a decent game. Good for you. But you still had some screw-ups in there, okay? You got covered up by Dontavian Wicks having a great game this week, okay? And I full well expect Jaden Reed to come in and get a couple passes, maybe get some separation, maybe 40, 45 yards, and a touchdown. That's what you need out of him. But your defense has to step
10 more seconds,
up
Ben.
Against Caleb Williams and his fingernail-painted stupidity out there.
Ben, I think, listen, I need for you to check your blood pressure. The Packers won.
Jordan Love played great.
You would think the Packers is 3-9-1, not 9-3-1 or 8-3-1.
Yeah, I think there was a lot there.
That was something.
I'm glad we're your outlet, Ben. I'm glad you did that before. Hopefully, you went home.
Outlet? Yeah, you upset,
Ben? Are you good?
I'm good, man. Listen, guys. I'm a father of three, grandfather of one. I've been through all the rigors of life, and I know what stress is.
Yeah.
I love this Packer football team, and my expectation every year, year in, year out, because we are the Green Bay Packers, is a Super Bowl, and that's not bad expectations. The damn championship trophy is named after our coach,
so
Lombardi. This isn't some Hollis trophy. This isn't some Bill Belichick trophy. This is the trophy. This is our team. This is our sport. We deserve a championship year in, year out. And any expectations otherwise is faltering as a fan standpoint.
There Whose house?
Ben's house.
Damn. All right.
Wow.
Ain't no lies on the second part.
No, yeah.
Kyle believes in all that.
Yeah, I do.
Brian in South Milwaukee, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line with KBN.
Well, the intriguing part with Wicks is you probably almost are assured that he's going to see the number three coverage unit because obviously they're going to double-team Watson most of the time. They're probably going to set their number two up on Dobbs. And when they had Jordy Nelson and James Jones as their three and four, I remember they used to go to them a lot because they were very confident that their number three and four receivers were able to dominate the other team's defenses, number three and four coverage units. So I think that's kind of an intriguing matchup, especially if Reed comes back this week. That'll add some more firepower there for them.
Wouldn't hurt to add more firepower to see what Matt LaFleur does with it. I got to go back to our guy Pat in Port Washington. He basically wants Luke Musgrave to become the best tight end in football.
Yeah, it's a big ask.
He's proven to not do anything.
Are you just associating with him because he actually shares the first name with you, Ben in Port Washington?
No, I actually, did I say Ben in Port Washington?
No, you said Pat.
Oh,
I don't know where you got that from.
Pat Gosser. Josh Gosser's dad.
Oh, Paul Washington.
Yeah,
was that Josh Gosser's father?
No, that's not Josh's dad.
Oh, well, I hope Pat doesn't have that type of temperament.
No.
That's not a Port Washington reg.
No. He's very competitive. Just, you know.
Oh, so it is a Port Washington reg. I would love to sit in a dive bar in Port Washington.
That's the thing. I've been to the dive bars in Port Washington. And that's exactly what I picture in Port Washington dive bars. Ben, bringing the heat.
I'm just shocked. It is beautiful out there. I'm just shocked. I mean, this is about the highest point of like
fanhood
morale.
He wants a championship, Brad. Don't tell him what to think or how to
enjoy the ride a little bit, though, huh?
I would, as somebody
on Thanksgiving.
Who can be a pendulum myself that swings emotions.
Say that word one more time.
Pendulum.
You're missing your
pendulum. What letter syllable? What about what am I missing?
Letters.
Pendulum.
You're missing syllables.
Pendulum. What is it?
Pendulum.
It's not a julum. There's a G in pendulum.
It's a J.
J. There's
no, there's
a J.
Not a
in
J either.
What I'm gonna say is
it's
pendulum.
Spelled pendulum, but it's pronounced pendulum.
Pendulum.
Pendulum. I say pendulum.
English is beautiful.
It is. Pendulum. I say how it looks. Pendulum.
I love that Google voice girl or whoever, the dictionary girl.
Oh, Lexi, watch out.
Hey, you should watch
again.
Out. There's people. Oh, wow.
Pendulum.
One more time.
Oh.
Pendulum.
Put it away, Brad. What, Homer? The AI?
You're 100% right.
The AI or
pendulum.
The
pendulum? You said it exactly the way she did.
Not the first time.
He said pendulum.
Pendulum.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Pendulum.
I just heard that.
Pendulum.
Selective listening.
Yeah, now, but anyways, he was a little bit on the extreme side. There's really nothing
pendulum.
To be not happy about right now. The pendulum should be swinging in the emotional
pendulum.
Direction of being happy.
Well, you're
pendulum,
happy.
That is crazy. I think Barry Alvarez said it wrong then when he said, gave us a speech 10, 15 years ago when I was at Whitewater. He said pendulum.
So you're blaming Barry Alvarez for your
sure
mispronunciation
wow.
of pendulum.
Sure
a core value of Barry Alvarez is the reason you mispronounce pendulum?
C, that is correct.
Why don't you tell us about what you do when you're smiling after a Green Bay win?
Listen, the pendulum is always swinging in the right direction for me. Whenever I'm working with Universal Windows Direct, and I'm telling you, if you're like me, it is the time of the year that you feel blah, right? The holidays are expensive, and so are the heating bills. So the weather's cold, you know it, and you know what's coming next, more of winter. But I can help you with that. I can help you make sure that you're saving money. I can make sure you're more comfortable in your home, and that is using our friends at Universal Windows Direct. Right now, when you buy two windows, you get two free, and there absolutely is no limit. Whether you're replacing a few or you're doing a full home upgrade, it's a great way to stretch your budget. And what makes it even better, you'll get 0% financing for 60 months. Yep, that's 5 whole years of zero interest financing, making it one of the most flexible payment plans you will ever get. Plus, Universal Windows Direct will lock you in at the 2025 pricing right now. Don't let winter wear you down. Call 414-410-2000 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. And like me, KBN Nation, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Brian Bulaga, the Super Bowl champ and former Packer, will be on the Homer Hour at 5 o'clock. He's going to join us next, and you gotta know he loved what the offensive line did on Thursday. We'll hear from Brian next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I text Greg Scalzo, and I say, Greg, I'm sorry, I'm going to be late to work. I'm caught in an international conspiracy.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Oh, it feels so good when a project is finished, especially when it's on your house. And that's what we experience right now with Lifetime Home Services. Lifetime Home Services came in, completely renovated baby Will's closet. His room's complete now. It wasn't complete before, it is now. And we are satisfied with everything Lifetime Home Services did. Next up, epoxy floors in the garage. That's because, I mean, closets, epoxy floors, that's a wide range of services. That's exactly what Lifetime Home Services is known for. Being able to take care of whatever you need, their menu of services, whatever you need, they can handle it. You're probably looking at that renovation or that service right now thinking, man, I wonder if Lifetime Home Services can tackle this for me. The answer is yes. It could be anything. Cleaner air, radon safety, custom closets like us, full home renovations, basements, bathrooms, kitchens, epoxy floors, organization, storage, cabinetry, whatever it is, Lifetime Home Services has a solution for you. Families like ours have trusted Lifetime Home Services to make their homes safer and better looking for over 30 years. Trusted solutions, lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Joining us now on Kyle Brustin-Ortman before the Homer Hour is the Super Bowl champ Brian Bulaga on this Victory Monday, brought to you by National Liquor Mart on 16th and National in Milwaukee. Stock up on the best beer, liquor, seltzer, and spirit deals in town. Open 9 to 9 daily. Your game day headquarters all season long. Brian, what's going on?
Not much. How are we doing, guys?
Doing
fantastic,
well.
Fantastic, Brian.
Doing well.
Fantastic.
Per Tom Pelissero, the Packers have designated Marshawn Lloyd and Brenton Cox to return from injured reserve. So that's some news for those who might have missed that. Brian, who had a better Thanksgiving game, Matt LaFleur or Jordan Love?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I'm always going to go with the player. I mean, the players play the game. So I'm going to say Jordan Love. Players play the game. And I mean, Matt, I think, called a good game, obviously. Very aggressive, and I think, I mean, you know, the way he was very ballsy on fourth down and in those situations, especially at the end of the game there. That one was, I did not expect him to do that, right? But the players have to execute it, right? They have to execute it, and Jordan, he was fantastic all day. So I'll always go with the players. You know, they get the play calls in there. They have to go out there and do it. But both were impressive, I think. Both were very impressive.
Come on, Brian.
It was ballsy. We're talking about LaFleur.
All right.
So Homer. Yeah. Come on. Okay. He ain't lying. It was. And I ain't going to lie to you. I mean, so tell me this. As a player, right, if you're an offensive lineman, do you expect
he would have been shocked?
Yeah, on
that
fourth,
LaFleur went
on fourth and three. Did you expect him to go for it? I was absolutely shocked, like Homer was in this situation. I'm thinking they run the ball on third down, but fourth down, going for it. Could you believe that?
No, that's what I couldn't. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they were to go for it on fourth, they would have ran it on third. That was my thought, right? I'm like, oh, okay, if you're going to go for it on fourth, you're going to run it on third down. But no, two long throws on, you know, back-to-back plays. I mean, it kind of took me by surprise. So very aggressive. I'm not sure if that's
going
to be all the time.
Will you say it when you get inducted in the Hall of Fame? Get up and say, I just want to congratulate Matt LaFleur for that play against the Lions. It was...
Ballsy. I said it.
Well, Brian, especially for you being like an offensive tackle, I'm just wondering, as you watch the greatness of Micah Parsons, if you're lined up across from him, is he even possible to stop? Because it seems like double, triple team, you can't even slow him down. He's still being productive.
Yeah, I mean, he's on a certain tear right now, right? And he's very difficult to block. Like, he's one of those guys that it's almost like no matter what you do, he finds a way to get back there eventually, right? Like, you could have a perfectly clean block on him and you feel really good about it, and somehow you turn around, you end up in, like, your back's up against the quarterback and you feel like you had a really good block on the play. He just continues to work and work, and he finds his way back there. And that's like the most discouraging part as a tackle, is like, you feel like you're in good position and he still finds his way back to the quarterback because of his work rate and just because of how talented and skillful he is with his hands and how he makes tackles uncomfortable in space, right? Like, I think that's the biggest part about his game, is he's so good at manipulating space against tackles and making them uncomfortable with his speed and then power, and how he's able to dip underneath tackles so quickly that they have to be so patient with him that he can beat him around the edge so quick. And then if they overset him, he just goes right underneath. And then if they do set him perfect, he'll drive power right through the middle of him. He's the full package.
Let me ask you this though. You get a one-on-one in your prime against Micah Parsons right now, 20 pass rushes. How many pressures is he getting?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he's going to beat me out of 20 in 20 rushes. He's going to beat me for sure, multiple times. I mean, you give a guy 20 rushes, chances are they're going to beat you. I mean, that's just the way it goes. It just, is the ball gone or not? That's all. I mean, I'm just worried.
Wait a minute.
Gone.
You're going to get rid of it. Hold on. No, you're going to let him beat you a certain way. This is not just, okay, he's going to beat me.
Yes.
You going to let him beat you to limit the harm to your quarterback?
Yeah, he's going to have to go through me. Mm-hmm. It's gonna have to be power. He's gonna have to go through me for sure. Man. So you're gonna have to take away inside move, and you're gonna have to soft set him. Certainly soft set him. Keep a strong inside hand. Soft set him. Vertical set a little bit. Set with width. Soft set a little bit, and just accept power. And just say, hey, die a slow death. Let him run through you, and just accept that it's gonna hurt, but that's the best way to take on Micah Parsons. Is him running down the middle is better than you jumping out there and him making you look stupid. Mm-hmm. And then him just like dipping or ripping underneath you or spinning or just ripping around you, because guys are trying to do a bunch of different things against him right now, and they're all looking foolish.
He's violent and aggressive human being on the football field, and I love it. But, Brian, speaking of that defensive line, the Green Bay Packers now going to be without Devontae Wyatt. How do they make Caleb Williams beat them with the defensive tackles being as depleted as they are?
Yeah, that's the part that is going to be interesting, because I think he's very important at collapsing the pocket interior-wise, and that, to me, when he was out kind of early on in the season, I thought that was a little bit of an issue.
Wait a minute. The Bears, they've already decided. They actually might even be sending letters to the Packers. We're running the ball right down your damn throat.
So how do you
how
do you make it so it's going to be Caleb Williams, because you're missing your defensive tackle? So how do you force them to say, no, we can't run the football? Do you have the guys inside to do it?
We'll find out. Or stack the box, bring up a safety.
You're gonna have to drop down a safety early on and bait them into throwing it. You can't play a six-man box like you feel comfortable normally doing. You're going to have to play a seven-man box and make them throw the ball. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to force them into throwing it. And that's – I think Caleb Williams is throwing at like a 50% clip or something like that.
58,
which is
right?
Bad. Which is low. So you really got to force them to throw it And the only way to do that is if you're uncomfortable with your two interior guys, you have to bring down McKinney and force them into throwing it. And listen, I don't think that they can't stop the run without Wyatt. I think they can do it. It's just that the guys that are in there have to get penetration early, right? Like against Thuney and those guys like that. Like Thuney's really good, right? In Chicago, you're going to have to get penetration early to blow up the Bears' run game. Because I watch it against Philly. It's very productive. It's very good. They run a good zone scheme. It's just like Detroit's last year. It's very good. But you have to get penetration on it to blow the thing up. And you're going to have to get them out of that to throw it. That's just... You have to bring another guy down in there.
Brian, we appreciate the time. Look forward to the Homer Hour with you and Homer.
All right, guys.
Brian and Homer will be coming up at 5 o'clock right here on 94.5 ESPN. It's been a wonderful Victory Monday. If you missed any of the show, always go to the ESPN Wisconsin app. You can listen back. Or to YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. You can watch back there. Coming up next, it's Homer. It's Brian Bulaga. Homer knows they're going to run the football. And they'd be stupid not to.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time. I wouldn't pass it once. It's what Wisconsin should have done against Minnesota. I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
2 minutes.